on Phoenix FM. I'm Nick Field, and coming up next, I am joined in the studio by the Seagulls. We're going to start off with a track of theirs, which came out as a single on their website recently, Pretty Girls.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It is the sound of the Seagulls here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track was entitled Pretty Girls, and the Seagulls join me in the studio now. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hello, sir.
Welcome to Phoenix FM, or back to Phoenix FM in one person's case. First things first, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
Come on, folks.
I'm Adam. I play the keys, or today the glockenspiel.
Hey, I'm Lewis. I play bass, and I try to sing.
I'm DJ and I also try to sing.
I'm Patrick and I play harmonica and guitar.
I'm Jack and I play drums. And that's it, I can't sing.
hasn't stopped you getting into bands in the past, has it, Jack?
That's because I haven't sung.
your words, not mine. Yes. Yes, to think that you were that you were in one of those bands that we had way back in the very early days of the show, as back in that very tiny studio that we used to have in the Baytree Centre.
Yeah, I remember it.
Yes, indeed. I'm saying it now because we can get it over with.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Three times with Engel Bengel.
Yeah.
And once with Bridal Veil.
Morning.
And the look on your face at the mention of those names pretty much says it all.
He struck gold with the gold. Yeah.
Flying high with the seagulls.
Because his two other bands went on to make big money.
If you bumped into one of their members in the street and claimed that, I'm not sure what their reaction would be.
Oh. Whoops.
Did one of them reform and make Oasis?
Well, considering how none of them sounded like Oasis, good luck to them with that. Right, but enough about them. Let's talk about you lot. So, how long have you been going as the Seagulls, and how did you originally get together?
Well, it's quite a difficult question. As a five-piece, we've been going since January, like practicing together. We had originally it was me, Adam, and Patrick, who made a band at university, basically just not wanted to go on to do anything apart from mess about still. And we came down to London, and Foxy works in Wetherspoons and managed to pick up Lewis.
Hi.
On the bass, and we had an array of drummers, and then we found
then
Jack.
And we settled for Jack.
Yeah.
You've got me forever now.
And then we found Jack. I worked with him in Vodka Revolutions. I was making cocktails, he was making food, it was a match made in heaven, and now we make music.
No more match made in heaven.
Indeed. Indeed. And the caption flashes up saying, still a better love story than Twilight.
I've never seen Twilight.
It's only been 6 years. Right. Well... we're going to see what the desire to mess about has got you in just a moment. Track that we just heard, Pretty Girls, that was a track that you put up for download from your website recently, I believe.
Was,
yeah, that's
yeah.
Right. We got it up on our SoundCloud and through Facebook, and people have seemed to like it. It's got a bit of anger in it. It's, came through the bass line originally.
Yeah, it was. We sat down and played it, and while DJ introduced me to the song, and the bass line that you hear is the first thing I played. It was just, and then we didn't change it from there. So we thought, yep. And DJ loves it. He always wants me to play it. So.
Yeah, bass line's very catchy. Well, I wrote it about an ex-girlfriend, and then he got a catchy bass line, so it wasn't just me having a rant anymore. It had a bit of music to it, so it was good.
Yes, indeed. I think only death metal's allowed to get away with just being a rant. So
we're not quite there. Run away.
No, and it's probably for the better that you're not. Right. We'll see more. You've brought some instruments along, including a xylophone. I always get mildly excited when people ring xylophones and glockenspiels really into the studio because it really doesn't happen that often.
he's an odd character, Fox, and that's why we gave him the odd instrument.
Right. Well, are you do you fancy making some use of it?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Yeah. Xylophone solo.
I think that could potentially be a first for the station. You would go down in Phoenix FM history as the first band ever to do a xylophone solo. So yes, do feel free. What track are you going to do for us first?
The first song we got is called Thought, and hopefully been doing a music video for it. So hopefully later that will come out to tie in.
Rightio. Good stuff. Take it away. The Seagulls here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM.
I'm only a position about what's about me. Thank you.
Excellent stuff. That is the sound of the Seagulls here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and that was their first session track of the evening, a track entitled Thought, which will surface in recorded form sometime soon.
Yeah, that's
fingers
right.
crossed.
Yeah, we've had someone working on the video for some time. I mean, they're in the closing stages now, so hopefully it'll be ready soon.
It
now,
involves me getting naked and Fox getting drunk, so
I can't wait.
Should be good. Yeah.
Oh, did I just say that? Said that out loud. Whoops. Right. So sounds like plenty to look forward to. A more mid-tempo number than what people might have expected from the two singles that are currently available on your websites. How would you describe your sound, and who would you say are your main influences?
90s American indie, yeah. apparently, right. according to the guy that we
did our two singles.
Yeah, that we used to record.
We've all got sort of a mix of music that we listen to.
A big variety between all of our influences.
This is an impossible question. Yeah. Every time
we have time.
I mean, influences wise, personally, I'd say like Libertines, Baby Shambles, like the Smiths. Like I think Morrissey and Pete Doherty are great lyricists. So when I'm writing lyrics, they're kind of influences I'd have, but then these guys, particularly Fox, he absolutely despises Morrissey, so then
yeah, Jack, yeah, and
a bit of a,
he's not the only one.
Yeah, Jack and I were discussing this in the car, and we concluded that DJ has an awful taste in music. So those bands are not representative.
And here he is singing for your band.
He's the only one that can sing.
kind of, yeah. No, Pixies are quite generally popular between us, I'd say. Yeah. A Brand New, quite popular,
The Clash.
You can't beat some bit of Green Day and Blink 182 just for the teenage years.
I mean, the truth is, I think we're still finding our sound.
Yeah.
Particularly as Jack hasn't been with us that long. We're still kind of pulling it all together.
Yeah. And our old drummer as well. We had more of a jazz drummer before.
Rock and oriented.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I think, because I mean, sort of when I first joined the band, it was very acoustic based. And, you know, we were gigging with two acoustics, bass and keys, and then the drums as well, And then, but since then we've gone full electric on stage, so
which I think
we're progressing
a lot with that.
Yeah, definitely.
It suits us a lot more.
Definitely, yeah.
Partly because, you know, it drowns out. drowns out singing.
And the keys.
Such modesty. Right. Well, while we're pondering that, let's listen to your first musical choice of the evening to give us all a bit of a breather. Have you got that CD on you, or should I play? Or should I see if I can find something on here to play in the meantime? You have got the CD. Can you just pop over to the other side of the studio and get it? This is live radio for you people. And and Jack isn't used to us being in a really live, really big studio. So where you can leave your CDs on one side of the room, and you have to go all the way over from the other side of the room where we're broadcasting to get them. Right, he's handing me a CD. Oh, it's a bit of the Smiths.
You are?
Yay.
and what track are we playing from Strange Ways Here We Come?
Stop me if you've heard this one before.
Righto, yes. Well then, here we go, people. Here is a bit of that familiar band. Morrissey apparently mentions them in a book he's had out recently.
It's a Penguin classic.
It is a Penguin classic. Wow. There's a man who knows his literary stuff. Here's the Smiths.
He's going to encourage him.
Okay, here's what you're really good at, Morrissey.
Stop me if you think that you've heard this one before. Stop me, oh.
That was the Smiths. Stop Me If You've Heard This One Before. So I imagine a few people stopped him just then. It was Brumtish.
Doesn't
quite have the same ring to it. It wasn't a great joke anyway, so it probably didn't deserve a proper drum cymbal anyway. The drum in question belongs to Jack of my current guests tonight, the Seagulls. We've heard one musical track from them live. We'll have another one coming up in a song's time. Tell us where people can get their hands on the current two download singles that you have available.
They can get them on our Facebook or our SoundCloud, which are both facebook.com/TheSeagullsBand or soundcloud.com/TheSeagullsBand. They're both free download, free listen, so check them out.
Excellent. Why did you choose seagulls and not any other particular bird species?
Well, there's a lot of debate about band names, and seagulls was one that the members of the band at the time agreed was sort of the best, most appropriate. Also, there's sort of... The bird, the seagull, we quite
like
the idea. The seagull.
There was a thing behind it.
A lot of our neighbours also used to say we were quite noisy and annoying, so it kind of fitted quite well.
There you have it, listeners. Right, it's good to see. It's good to see that you're putting your mild annoyingness to good cause. I think.
Oh, really mildly annoying.
Need to up again.
I know. Well, the thing is, we're trying to big you up here, and if we say you're really annoying, then people might take it the wrong way.
Acceptably annoying.
Indeed.
Acceptably annoying.
Indeed. I'm clearly overthinking this far too much. Should we listen to another of your musical choices while I climb out of this barrel of gravel that suddenly appeared around me? Right,
Jack.
Thank you, glamorous assistant. What's this track going to be?
Glamorous.
He is glamorous. Oh, he's going red.
This is my choice because I want it, and it's Are You Mine by the Arctic Monkeys. Mainly because I think it's just a wicked song, and you can't go wrong.
Good reason.
Indeed. What track number is it?
Dots.
Here you go, then, listeners.
I'm a puppet on a string, Tracy Island, time traveling diamond, could have shaped heartache, come to find you, four in some velvet morning, years too late, she's a silver lining, lone ranger riding through an open space, in my mind, when she's not right there beside me, I go crazy, cause here isn't where I wanna be, and satisfaction feels like a distant memory.
my mind when she's not right there beside me.
It is the sound of the Arctic Monkeys and Are You Mine here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, as chosen for by my guests tonight, the Seagulls. We're going to hear another musical choice of theirs, and then we're going to hear their second session track. But first, what track would you like us to play next, gents?
This is a Baby Shambles song. It's from their new album. It's called Fall From Grace.
Rightio. Good to know Pete Doherty's still kicking around after all these years.
He's still alive. He's still
amazing, really.
Just about alive.
Keeps him alive.
I think that's the drugs.
he is basically a miracle of human survival in many cases.
Yeah. He outdid Winehouse.
Oh, I wanted to say that, and I didn't.
That's amazing. I think everyone's amazed he's outdone the Queen Mother. And here he is. Outliving everyone.
I've got one thing on my mind, I just can't shake it. You've got your reasons, I've got mine. When the dam bursts, take it, we'll drown our sorrows. Here it comes, look, here it comes. With my head hanging high and my hands untied, on the horizon there's a little piece of land I spy. Can we go someplace where they know my face? Gather round now, bear witness to
It sounds like the song ended as soon as he fainted.
Yeah, not too sure about that.
That is Baby Shambles here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, or Pete Doherty's occasional reminder to the world that, yeah, I'm not dead yet. It was chosen for by a band who are all thankfully very much alive. It is
well, for the minute.
It's the Seagulls. Well, you better all still be alive because you're going to do a song for us next, and I am not having anyone dropping dead during a live session.
A lot of people wrote this.
Yeah, always a first time.
We'll talk a bit more after we've heard another track for you. What track are you going to do for us next?
We're going to do an acoustic version of Nobody Here.
Ah, yes, one of the tracks that people can currently listen to online.
Oh, you got it.
Oh, yeah.
Read it on it.
Right, so, well, let's not waste any more time. Take it away, the Seagulls, here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. My job to be. That is the sound of the Seagulls here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and that track was a version of I suppose it's your current single.
That is correct.
The track is entitled Nobody Here, which you can download by going to your pages at
www.facebook.com/theseagullsband.
Oh, well.
Lovely,
smooth, excellent. And they've got a SoundCloud, a Twitter, and a YouTube, and a Facebook. People, they are slowly taking over the internet, and
next the world.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We heartily endorse that. So, when it comes to bringing your live sound to the masses, have you had a chance to do gigging recently?
Yeah, we've done a few gigs.
Yeah,
we played.
a number of different venues. Latest, we played O2 Academy quite recently.
Yeah, we played Queen of Hoxton as well. Yeah. We played Queen of Hoxton on a Saturday night, which was good.
Water Rats.
Yeah, we also did O2 Academy in Islington. Mm-hmm. We did that at the end of August, which was, it was a good gig on a Friday night, and we've been invited to go back this Sunday, which we're playing on the main stage. Exciting. And that's, we're in a segment between 7 and 9 of like ones to watch, so
yeah, if you fancy
for the right reasons or the wrong reasons, who knows, but
come see us live,
why not?
For trying to charm me,
preferably
it's not like you're doing anything better on a Sunday evening.
Yeah, perfect for after your roast, you know, come and wind down with the seagulls.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Roasting the seagulls.
It's going to be a classic.
Or roasted seagull.
I thought I'll let somebody else say it before I do.
Thanks.
Excellent stuff. So it's this coming Sunday at the OT that you're going to be playing live. Sometime between 7 and 9.
Yeah, the O2 Academy is Islington. Not the big O2. Not yet.
That's next week.
Right. Yeah. Well. Good place to be as any on a Sunday evening, I say.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, while you're all cooling down for a minute, let's listen to your next musical selection. What you got? I put them on the spot here.
Yeah. Well, have we got? We've got mine. However,
do we need to broadcast a disclaimer for this?
I think you might need to. Yeah.
Righto.
Let's put more baby shambles.
Nobody wants that, right?
Please, no more.
Plenty
baby
of them.
Right. Well, tell us about the track that we are going to hear.
Okay, it's called "This Respirator" by the Flatliners, who they're quite a sort of heavy punk band, but they've got sort of ska roots, and some of their newer albums have pretty good ska-influenced tracks on them, and this is sort of an upbeat, punky, ska-punk kind of song, and I love it.
Righto. It does contain some strong language, so listener discretion is advised for this. What track number is it?
Number 1.
I love it when that happens. My exact words just then were, "Oh, it's finished." these punks and their short songs.
My apologies.
Yes, indeed. That is the sound of the Flatliners here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM. That track was entitled
"This Respirator."
This Respirator. And I've just told them we've got time for a couple more songs, and we're not playing that one again.
Oh, what?
It's so short. Surely you can play it twice, right?
and broadcast another disclaimer. That takes time up, you know.
It's the same song, so you shouldn't have to.
Oh, yeah, okay, all right.
More fine. Baby Shambles, what?
I think it might have to be. I think we're running out of songs.
Oh, isn't
it?
What have we got? Is that all we got? Baby Shambles.
Do you want to put some Clash on?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, let's do it.
Everyone loves a bit of Clash.
Yeah. Everyone loves a bit of Clash. Indeed they do. And if they don't, well I don't care right now, because I'm just going to agree with what you're saying. So,
words of wisdom.
So what Clash song should we hear? Should we hear Fort the Law, London Calling, Rock Casbah, Should I Stay, Should I Go?
Fort the Law.
Really? Yeah.
Good choice.
FM.
Swim and see if I can cool down a little bit. 'Cause you were Well, what a bummer. I can think of a lot worse places to be. Like down in the street, or down in the sewer, or even on the end of a skewer.
Is the sound of the Stranglers and Peaches here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. There was one minor obscenity in that track. We do apologise. The track you heard before that was The Clash and I Fought the Law. Both of those songs were chosen by my guests tonight, the Seagulls.
Woo, the Seagulls!
What? Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. They don't sound like seagulls in real life, and you can see, exactly how they do sound by seeing when you at the O2 in Islington the O2 Academy in Islington this coming Sunday.
Yeah, plug.
Do you have more gigs in the pipeline?
We've got one next month, don't we?
Yeah, we have it round the corner at the Hermit on the 22nd of November.
This is news to me. Excellent.
In
Brentwood.
Yeah, it's in Brentwood. So I suppose if you don't want to travel to London this Sunday, you can come see us in a more intimate venue.
Very intimate. It's tiny compared. We're going down.
No, the Hermit is...
It's a great venue. I've been going there for years. I've played there a few times previous to another band. So,
I've seen you playing live there a few times.
It's a great venue, though, I'll give it. It's not a big venue at all, but it's a great sound. So you can't go wrong from playing in there at all.
It's a good thing about small venues, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Generally, the sound's a lot better. Unless.
We've got two Essex boys in the band as well, so...
Woo!
They know the Hermit well.
Yeah, we know good old Brentwood.
yes indeed. So that's got that all to look forward to, and is there more plans for recording in the pipeline?
I think for the moment we've got a couple of songs out now, so we just want to play some live shows, get out there.
The music video we've got hopefully coming in November, so that'll be the next one. Then we want to go, the guy who we did the recording with called Chris has records in France sometimes, has this little villa that he records in, and you can book like a week there. So we're hoping to do that in January. We've been working on a couple of new songs that we'll be playing at the O2, of course. Paint the Sun is called one of them that we're looking to record as a single and release, so that's the biggest upcoming one.
Rightio. Well, we will be listening to that track after we've heard one more musical choice, a bit of the Specials. Tell us what they mean to you.
I think I picked this song. We had a bit of rock, paper, scissors over which special song.
Yeah.
Jack wanted messages to you, Rudy, but I won. And,
it's the better song, but you won. So I'm going to be very good. Sour towards you for the rest of the night.
The Specials. I love ska. I think a couple
subject
of his love ska.
Subject the listeners for your inferior choice.
How much it influences our own music, I don't know, but I think ska's some of the best music to get up and dance to, and I think it's quite a nice song to include in any set list and music list and playlist.
Yes, indeed. Music to skank around your radio too. It's the Specials.
Too much, too young. You're done too much, too much, too young. You're married with a kid. Well, you could be having fun with them.
The Specials, Too Much Too Young, here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, as chosen by my guest tonight, the Seagulls. They were playing on the xylophone along to that. first band ever here on the show who has played along to a song on a xylophone.
That was just
solo. It's the only thing he contributes.
Yes, Foxy, you are in the Hall of Fame for that.
He's a man of many words.
Yes, he chooses them wisely. Right, we started off with the single Pretty Girls, and now we're going to finish off with the track that you heard an acoustic version of earlier, Nobody Here, which can be downloaded. Remind people where they can get it from.
www.facebook.com/theseagullsband or www.soundcloud.com/theseagullsband.
What a pro.
Can I have a job?
Yes, indeed. And here he is sounding even more of a pro. Seagulls, Nobody Here, here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And in case you're wondering, yes, they did clap and play xylophone along to the song.
Along to our own.
I love the Seagulls.
Yes, and with any luck, everyone listening now does as well. With the assumption that they do, where can people find out more about the Seagulls?
Go on, Paddy.
I think someone else should say it this
no,
time.
No, Paddy, you're good at it.
Such a private, yeah, I think you should do it.
If you want to listen to The Seagulls, go to www.facebook.com/TheSeagullsBand.
Yeah.
There's a few here.
Yeah,
there's three more.
www.soundcloud.com/TheSeagullsBand.
That was a forward slash.
Forward slash, sorry.
Oh, there's also www.twitter.com/the_seagulls.
Yeah, the badass seagulls.
And oh, you've even got a YouTube as well. YouTube.com/the_seagulls_live.
That has a video of us playing on the bus as well. Yeah. Otis Redding cover of sitting on the dock of the bay. So,
and a pirate performance.
We had a few people joining in as well, backing vocalists.
It's worth watching for that alone.
More for the backing vocalists.
Yes, one band I had in had a YouTube video of them playing on a moving train on the underground.
Oh, really?
Yes. That's cool. So that's what you're aiming for next. I don't think they managed to convince anyone to sing along, though, so...
Really? Oh, we had a video in the bath, but we took it down.
Right, sorry.
There's a video of
probably for the
really
better.
Drunk arm wrestle on there.
Yeah, there is a video from the Queen of Hoxton, where Foxy's having an arm wrestle against a very Larry Essex, 18-year-old, I think he is.
Yeah.
Charlie, he goes by the name of...
Hello, Charlie, if you're out there.
Yeah, if you ever meet him, he's a great chap.
Yeah, his dad, Jamie, was walking around wearing a wig.
Despite having a full head of hair. It was a strange evening.
It was a strange evening.
But a great one, nonetheless.
YouTube.com/the_seagulls_live, people. You really should. You know you want to. Okay, well... Finally, if you have any more shout-outs, do make them known.
Well, I'd like to thank my mum, my dad. No, I don't.
We haven't got an award yet.
No. Yeah, no, I'd just like to thank everyone who's listening, and thanks to Fox for all his insights tonight as well.
Yeah. I haven't got a word in edgeways.
Yeah, just sort of thank everybody that keeps coming down to our gigs, because, I mean, yeah, very much. Because without, it sounds cliche, but without the people being there, it's just not as fun. So
yeah, true.
Thanks to everybody who keeps coming down. Yeah. For us pestering them, keep coming to our gigs, keep paying to go in. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks again.
Come down this Sunday. Go to Academy Islington.
I'm glad you said that. Actually, because someone was going to end up being called Gwyneth by the end of that. Right, so you can see the Seagulls this coming Sunday when they play at the O2 Academy in Islington. I think it's safe to say that the future very much starts here. The Seagulls, thank you very much.
Thank you. Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.